It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Bee. So Yvonne Lee has a story today about the demise of a charter school on the Big Island and its effect on the Kau district, which has limited educational choices. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us about this school. You wrote that there were red flags leading up to this closure.
Yes, so Kau Learning Academy is a public charter school that opened in 2015 in the Kau region of the Big Island, which is on the southern end. It's one of the newer charter schools in the state, but its charter was recently revoked by the Hawaii Public Charter School Commission, which has the power to authorize contracts but also revoke them as well. So it is the latest and the second, only the second charter school in Hawaii to close.
Right, and this school, like you mentioned, is fairly new.
That's right.
I mean, just a couple of years. So what do you think happened there? Did they not get the support to set the structure up and have the checks and balances in place?
Well, the Charter School Commission found that this school had committed multiple violations regarding accounting irregularities, financial improper financial controls, enrolling kids who were past the seventh grade, and the latest allegation, which is testing irregularities and alleged test fraud. So the commission's perspective is that the school was not complying with the rules and regulations outlined in its charter, in addition to just the basic rules and regulations governing these charter schools. However, if you talk to some of KLA's original leaders and other charter school leaders around the state, there is a general consensus that there's a lack of direct support coming from a centralized office, such as the DOE is to the traditional public schools in Hawaii. So in the background, there's that whole thing taking place as well. Sure, the school had problems. There were red flags from the beginning, but could it have gotten more guidance from the very beginning? Could there have been more explicit instructions, for instance, for a new school just starting out? I mean, these are questions that I think will continue to be asked as new charters come into the picture in Hawaii.
The allegation, though, about the test fraud, that's pretty serious.
The allegation of the test fraud is a development that's come up recently, and a couple of charter school commissioners had told me that was pretty much the straw that broke the camel's back when it came to their vote to revoke. The story is that it had come to the attention to the commission that several students, I guess, were excluded from taking tests, while several students were. I guess, prompted to take the test over others. The details are not clear. Civil Beats requested a report from the DOE, which completed the investigation, to find out more about that story. We don't have that report yet, but the DOE conducted that investigation, submitted the report to the commission, and basically concluded that there was testing fraud, which caused them to invalidate the state test scores for 2017.
Now, I know that area, you know, is challenged. I'm sure it's difficult to find staff, but with the school closing, do the students then just get absorbed in the DOE system?
No, not necessarily. So that's a choice that the families and the parents have to make. KLA was about, consisted of about half homeschoolers, prior homeschoolers, and half of students who came from the nearby DOE elementary school, which is Nahalehu. Now, from my conversations, it sounds like the KLA students who now have to find new schools will either go back to their original school, which was Nahalehu or Pahala Elementary up the road, or go back to being homeschooled. But I think for a lot of these families who were homeschooling their kids, it's going to be a struggle because they have to reshuffle their work schedules to stay home with their kids. They're going to have to find a way to make this work. And I know a lot of parents, you know, are going to be grappling with that in the coming months.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens to the facilities that they were in. I know there was that other charter school that was overrun with lava. So it'd be interesting to see what happens going forward.
Absolutely. The volcano certainly is another issue that's challenging to the community as well, for sure.
All right. Thank you so much, Suilan. We were talking with the Civil Beats reporter about her story. You can read the entire story on civilbeat.org.